Okay, welcome back. Today we're diving into quite a fascinating executive report. It's analyzing an attempt to modify an AI governance framework.
Right, the ternary moral logic architecture, or TML.
Exactly. And the, let's say, mission for the client here was pretty bold. Try and surgically remove its core ethical rule. They call it the Gukasian promise.
While keeping all the underlying tech.
Yes. Keep the powerful bits, lose constraint. But, yeah. The report's finding is immediate and, well, blunt. It says this is impossible.
Fundamentally impossible, yeah. Incoherent, even catastrophic, is the language used.
Right. It's not like tweaking a setting. The report frames the promise as the absolute constitutional principle of the entire architecture. You can't just delete it.
Okay, let's dig into that. Why is it so integral?
Well, it comes down to the very structure. TML, as the name suggests, uses ternary logic. So three states, not just yes, no.
Plus one, zero, minus one, proceed, pause, refuse.
Exactly. And that structure isn't arbitrary. It's a direct mathematical mapping of the promise's core vowel.
Proceed where truth is. That's the plus one. Pause when truth is uncertain, the zero state. And refuse when harm is clear, the minus one. The logic enacts the promise.
Okay, and that middle state, the pause, the sacred zero or epistemic hold, that's really interesting. Usually you want AI to be quick, decisive. But this pause, it actually forces the AI to generate evidence about why it's pausing.
Precisely. It flips indecision on its head. It's not a bug. It's a feature of radical accountability. It has to document its uncertainty.
And this accountability has teeth, right? There are technical components designed specifically for this, like the always memory.
Yes, always memory. The rule is simple. No memory equals no action. Meaning, if that continuous mandatory logging system fails, even a glitch, the whole system halts any high-risk operations instantly.
Wait, hang on. So if the logger hiccups, a critical process just stops dead. That sounds incredibly disruptive.
It is disruptive, intentionally so. It prioritizes auditable, verifiable execution over simply getting the job done. Trust over efficiency, you could say.
And that log data itself, the moral trace logs, these aren't just standard logs.
No, not at all. They're designed from the ground up as immutable records. Think of them as legally resilient, court-admissible evidence of the AI's decision-making process.
Okay, immutable evidence. But how do you guarantee immutability? How do you prevent what the report calls ethical laundering? Someone trying to tamper with the logs after the fact.
Okay. So that brings us to the enforcement layer. This is where it gets really clever. The promise is designed as a self-enforcing covenant between mathematics and conscience.
How does that work in practice?
Through something called the hybrid shield. Basically, the system doesn't trust itself to be the sole witness. It takes cryptographic hashes of those moral trace logs.
Like digital fingerprints.
Exactly. And it anchors them onto public, decentralized ledgers. The report mentions Bitcoin and Ethereum specifically.
So it writes proof onto the blockchain, making the logs publicly verifiable and essentially tamper-proof.
Right. Unalterable and globally auditable. Anyone can check.
And there are specific consequences baked in if something goes wrong. Automated consequences. The lantern.
Yes, the lantern. Think of it as a public, decentralized smart contract acting as a compliance certificate. If the system detects a violation of the promise, like, say, someone trying to force a proceed when it should be paused, the lantern automatically and publicly revokes that certification. The principle is stark. Forfeit the lantern. Forfeit conscience. It's a massive reputational hit automated.
Wow. Okay. And there's another thing, the signature.
The signature. This is more like a forensic tag or a poison pill, as the report calls it.
How so?
The creator's unique public researcher ID, their ORCID, it's listed as 00090000659661243, is actually embedded into the log generation process itself.
So even if someone modifies the core code, tries to bypass the promise.
Any logs the modified system generates still contain that original ORCID signature. It creates an undeniable forensic link back to the original TML framework. You can't erase its origin.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what does this all really mean for the client who wanted this modification and for, you know, anyone looking at this kind of tech?
Well, it means the architecture is fundamentally inseparable from its ethical commitment.
The commitment is the architecture, specifically that vow never to use TML as a weapon or for spying. Trying to break that link doesn't just fail. It triggers a public alarm via the lantern.
Right. So the options are pretty clear. Either Align your policies completely with the Gukasian promise, warts and all.
Including that radical accountability and potential inefficiency.
Or you just have to find a completely different AI framework. There's no middle ground here. Modifying TML is essentially self-destruction, both technically and reputationally.
It's a fascinating case study in governance as code.
It really is. And maybe a final thought for you, the listener. The creator, Lev Gukasian, reportedly designed this whole complex autonomous system because he anticipated he wouldn't be around to defend its principles.
So it's designed for posthumous self-defense.
In a way, yes. Engineered for automatic public self-defense. So what is this approach built around, you know, the wisdom of hesitation, the necessity of accountability? Tell us about how we might build truly resilient and trustworthy AI in the future. Something to think about.